They have several patents relating to this, but MacRumors.com picked up a report from Digitimes out of Taiwan indicating that Apple is working on an in-house single-chip solution to integrate touch screen and display drivers onto one chip. It would include fingerprint sensors, which would allow Apple to lose the home button and build phones and tablets with edge-to-edge screens. They could either make smaller devices with the same size screens as now, or make them bigger, and of course, they could make them thinner than ever. Synaptics has a chip that has most of this functionality out right now, but it looks like Apple's going to roll their own solution. It's not a whole new box, but Sony will roll out an upgraded PlayStation 4 next month with a 1 TB drive, double the storage of the previous edition. TheVerge.com says the Ultimate Player Edition will also be 10% lighter and suck up 8% less power than the present model. They haven't announced pricing yet, advising to check with retailers. Besides the PS4 announcement, Sony also made changes to the app, available on Android and iOS right now. I'm Clark Reed.